Ranjit, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. First of all, can you tell us a little bit about the research you are doing with SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence?
Yeah, so I'm a planetary astronomer, so it means that I search for life on other planets. That's the way I basically summarize my work. I help designing instruments on very large telescopes that could one day image and characterize a planet like Earth, a cousin of our own planet, orbiting around another star, a nearby star.
So for us sort of amateurs, or I guess laypersons, how does this technology actually work? The technology you're developing, how does it work in the search around our galaxy?
So we develop a technology that we call adaptive optics. It's a very complicated name for simply an instrument that is capable of removing the effect of the atmosphere above us. So it means that we basically have the image quality like if your telescope were in space. So you know, we are building 8-meter class telescope now, and we are going to build soon 30-40-meter class telescopes. And those telescopes will be equipped with adaptive optics and could one day be able to image one of those planets in orbit around another star.
Just how difficult is it to filter out the effects of our atmosphere from the images telescopes and that receive?
So when you go to a swimming pool, for instance, you go underneath the water and you look up, you will basically see the blurring. And this blurring is introduced by the water. Well, we have the same, we're not realizing this, but we have the same effect on when we look at the stars, that the twinkling of the star that you see is in fact introduced by the fact that the atmosphere is not a stable environment and it's moving. So adaptive optics is a way to correct this effect. So we have tiny mirrors that move 1,000 times per second, supercalculator that calculate the motion so we can bend the mirror to compensate for these atmospheric turbulences. And by doing this technique, we get an image on the telescope like if you were in space, a very good quality image, and this image will basically allow us to see details nearby the star.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. In terms of, well, there's a lot of sky out there, there's a lot of night sky, there's a lot of universe outside our atmosphere, of course. Just how much of it is currently being investigated?
So we started building those instruments quite recently, I mean 20 years ago only. And it's only since the past 5 years we have instruments capable of seeing planets like Jupiter. We have multiple instruments capable of doing this. I'm a part of one of the consortium called the Gemini Planet Imager, and we discovered in 2015 the first planet like Jupiter in orbit around another star. The same mass than Jupiter, almost twice the mass of Jupiter, the same composition, and orbiting far away from its star. So in imagery, we have seen very few of those exoplanets. I will say an handful number of them. We are still searching for them. But other missions, which are using different techniques, like the Kepler or the TESS mission, have seen a lot of exoplanets, and a lot of them. So now the number is 4,000 non-exoplanets, for instance. And what is more interesting is that Kepler have shown that we have now, in our galaxy, in average, two planets in orbit around each star. So when people look at the star during the night, you don't see stars, in fact. You see planetary systems. There is a lot of worlds over there. There is 250 billion stars in our galaxy. So there is, we will say, in average, 500 billion planets in orbit around those stars.
Mm.
That's a big number.
And I know the real sort of goal for a lot of this search is obviously finding not just the worlds like Jupiter, but the rocky worlds that are in kind of the Goldilocks zone like our own Earth. In terms of those ones, how is the search going?
So the search is going it's a difficult search. Multiple reasons to this. First of all, those planets are very small. If you want to find a terrestrial planet, we have to find an object which is a 10 billion star fainter than its star. So we need to have very good instruments to do this. Very good instruments, I meant a very large telescope, or telescope which has very stable optics, with adaptive optics, which is much better than the one we have currently available. So we are developing those instruments in the field of imagery, and we are basically developing various of them, one for the ELT and one in space called Project Blue. I'm going to talk about Project Blue because I think it's a very interesting project. It's a small telescope the size of a bridge that will be staring continuously for 4,000 hours, Alpha Centauri A and Alpha Centauri B later, in the hope of detecting a planet like Earth in orbit around it. Alpha Centauri are very interesting systems because they're very close to us. They're 4.2 light years away from us. So they're truly in our cosmological background, backyard. So we will be a ball by observing the closest star to see those terrestrial planets.
It is a fascinating field. Franjek, really do appreciate you joining us this morning, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Okay, thank you very much for having me. It was nice talking to you.
Absolute pleasure. You have a great day.